Now in the Curly Country fifth quarter show, we're talking with Wade Billington, the Salisbury girls coach. And coach, your team started off with a rare loss, a tough loss, 52-50 to Scotland County, but then responded well against Harrisburg and Westrand with two big victories.
Scotland came down to our place on Monday. That was going to be for the conference championship. Both of us were undefeated at the time, and credit to Scotland. They have a very good defensive ball club, and they did a nice job guarding us early. They forced us into quite a few turnovers early, and we had a lot of empty possessions where Scotland was able to score, and they went up 7 at half, and then we tied it at 36 and kept it close from there, but we just couldn't seem to put together that stop score stop sequence that we want to see out of our players. We'd score, but then they'd come down and hit a bucket, or we'd foul them and put them on the line, and credit to them, they hit their free throws down the stretch, and ended up beating us by 2 there at our place. I was pleased with how our girls responded. I thought that Harrisburg's got a very competitive basketball team, and their girls play hard, and I knew they were going to want to be hungry coming into our place Tuesday, and the girls did a really good job of responding and coming back and fixing some of the things that we didn't do well against Scotland, and that kind of carried through to Thursday night at Westrand as well.
All right, who are some of the girls that are leading the way right now for your Panthers?
It's a lot of the same names that have been doing it for us all year. Brent Woldridge, Chloe Wyatt, Brooks Defankowicz have all three, been putting together solid ball games for us. Abigail Gebhardt has really stepped up her play here through the last two or three ball games. She had 14 on Tuesday night against Harrisburg, and then had another nice night over at Westrand. She's really doing a nice job rebounding the ball, and she's finishing around the rim and knocking down the free throws, and that's big. Having good play out of her is really really helping kind of catapult us and giving us another option to score the basketball.
All right, who are you going to match up with in the opening round of district play?
We'll play Westrand again on Monday. We'll go up there and play the 4:30 game in the 1-8 matchup on Monday, and hopefully from there we'll advance to the semis and take on. You'll be a Marceline or a Milan squad.